You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win was 3-1. That's been enhanced to 7-2. And Fernando Llorente to score and Swansea to win was 4-1. That's now 5-1. Tom, Swansea's need is obviously much greater. But I thought when looking at the prices, that was reflected to a certain extent. Anyone who's listened to the podcast before will know my disdain towards this Watford team, maybe a little bit unjustified. But I watched them again last Saturday and the defending was embarrassing, admittedly against a very impressive Spurs side coming forward. Prior to that, they'd won at home against West Brom and Sunderland. And Swansea haven't won a game since beating Burnley back at the beginning of March. Not much to choose between them as far as the prices are concerned here, Tom.
No, and I didn't expect anything other than a pretty close market between these two sides because, as you say there, you know, the form has been different. I mean, Swansea, you know, they had that kind of uplift. Now, all of a sudden, they're looking in real danger, aren't they? Five games without a win, four defeats. And away from home, they've been pretty woeful all season. They score goals, Swansea, generally away from home. But more often than not, they've lost, I think, 12 or 15. And they've got a really poor defensive record on the road. And they're up against the Watford side who, you know, I think they're, you know, when it's on for them and when they've got a team that they fancy being, I think before the match, if they think they're going to win, they win the game. I know they had that win at Arsenal, but that's probably not saying much given what Arsenal have done since then. But, you know, it's the kind of match where I'm just unsure about Watford. I can't predict what they're going to do. I mean, those wins were pretty good against Sunderland and West Brom. I know Sunderland haven't been playing well, but you know they're still a little bit resilient there. And they had to get over the line, they did. And the West Brom win, maybe it says more about West Brom because the other defeats that they've had have been pretty limp. They've got Swansea and Hull coming up of Watford, and they're two kind of. I mean, they're not going down, but they're two kind of important games, I think, just for the manager's point of view. And I don't think the players are particularly behind him because they've got Liverpool, Everton, Manchester City, Leicester all to play. At home, they've been solid enough. They've won 3 out of 5. And they've only lost 2 of the last 9 games at home. And that might just be worth thinking about when you're looking at the markets here. But it is tight. It is close. I've got no faith in Watford. I've not got a huge amount of faith in Swansea. So, again, I'm going to look towards the goals here. And I'm going to play both teams to score at 8-11. I know it's short, but Swansea away from home concede and score, but aren't getting results. I think they're doomed at the moment. And Watford, I've got no faith, can't back them. So I'm going to play the both teams to score at 8-11.
Both to score 8-11, Watford versus Swansea. This is a damning statistic if you think that Swansea have a chance of survival here as well. They've conceded 67 goals this season, which is the joint 7th highest by a side after 32 games of a Premier League season. All 14 teams that have conceded 64 or more after 32 games in a Premier League season have been relegated. And Swansea at the moment, Derek, in the relegation zone, and they show really no signs of climbing out of it.
No. Who makes those stats up? I mean, who thought, I'll find that out. And how did he find it out? I mean, it just amazes me when he come up with this stuff. I mean, this is the kind of fixture that makes you long for the close season, doesn't it? Oh, God. It's absolutely awful. Now, Swansea got that, as Tom says, he got that uplift when the new manager come in, but it seems like he woke up one morning and realised, we are crap. And since then, they've been playing like that. I can't go for them, but I couldn't back Watford because, you know, as bad as Swansea have been, I don't think they've ever turned in performances as bad as some of those I've seen from Watford. And I'm talking of as recently as last Saturday. I can't go for Watford. If there's going to be a winner, it's going to be Swansea in my eyes. I mean, they look more likely scorers than Watford do. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go for under 1.5 goals here at around about 9-4, 12-5. I've got a sneaky feeling that this is going to be a 0-0 or a 0-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.